Welcome to our third meditation in this series, Meditation and Feelings. Today we're going to look at our feelings and how they so often keep us from experiencing the peace and joy and harmony that we all long for. You may have heard the saying, "What you resist persists." Well, I have another one for you, and it says, "What you suppress causes you stress." Feelings are often suppressed for various reasons. We may not feel okay about them. They may not be appropriate, or they were simply never allowed when we grew up. And any feelings that are suppressed cause a lot of stress in the body and in the mind. There's even evidence that they can be the cause of disease. Just imagine what happens when you resist a feeling. You need to tighten certain muscles, breathe shallowly, and direct your attention away from these feelings. And this takes a lot of energy and also blocks the natural flow of blood and oxygen to the cells, as well as blocking the release of toxins and waste products that need to leave the body. So the more tension and resistance you hold in your body to avoid feeling certain feelings, the more discomfort you will experience, both physically and emotionally. Most of us never learned how to process these feelings when we grew up. I do think there is a lot more awareness these days about how to release, feel, and allow feelings and express them and acknowledge them. But still, what about all the feelings that have been stored inside your body and your unconscious mind for so many years because you didn't know how to be with them? It can feel like an emotional constipation, where certain emotions have never been digested and have never been eliminated, and instead they got trapped inside the tension we hold in order not to feel. And this causes a lot of stress. Many people want to learn how to meditate because they want to lower their stress levels, and because they want to get to know themselves better and feel more peace. If that is you, you're in the right place. By learning to be present with your feelings, listen to them, and liberate them, you will feel a lot less stress. And you will get to know yourself deeper than ever before. When your energy is not focused on resisting your feelings, this same energy is available for you to focus on something better, maybe even on something you want, something you long for. Resistance takes up a lot of your energy, and it's like a sticky glue that actually keeps the feelings or the experiences that you are resisting, the ones you want to get rid of, that resistance keeps it stuck with you. As long as the resistance is unconscious, which it is in most of us, you are not aware that instead of getting rid of the discomfort, you're actually keeping it in place. You keep it alive, and you wonder why nothing is changing. I just want to clarify that there is a difference between feelings and emotions. Feelings are experienced through our senses and are a normal and natural part of our life. Feelings are natural and help us stay healthy and happy and in tune with what we need and what is good for us. Examples of feelings would be feeling hungry, feeling cold, feeling the need to be understood. These feelings will let you know what you need to survive and to be fulfilled. You do need to listen to them. When you listen, you will either eat or put on some warm clothes or find a safe shelter or somebody to talk to. However, if you don't tend to these feelings, they get suppressed and contracted and turn into beliefs that may not serve you. They don't go away. They just get ignored. For instance, if a child is not tended to, if it's cold or hungry or scared, it will cry and it will tense up because its natural needs are not being taken care of. When that happens, the feelings don't get to move through and complete it, and instead, their energy gets stuck inside your body as tension and pain and fear, and they get stored in the unconscious. Then they will be translated into a thought or a belief to make sense of what happened or what did not happen. You see, the mind needs to be able to make sense out of it. And this is where our limited beliefs get created. When a feeling is not tended to, it contracts and you feel emotional. We can say that an emotion is a feeling that was not felt to completion or was not acknowledged. It gets stuck. So emotions are often unconscious, unacknowledged feelings connected to unconscious thoughts or beliefs. Let me say that again. They need to be made conscious in order to be liberated. Emotions are often unconscious, unacknowledged feelings connected to unconscious thoughts or beliefs. And they need to be made conscious in order to be liberated. This meditation will be very helpful to make them conscious, as you will start to listen to the language of your body, your needs, what matters to you, your longings. When we learn to experience our natural feelings and listen to them instead of suppressing them, the emotional charge and tension in the body can start letting go. The suppressing and the stressing can stop. When you learn the language of your body, you'll be amazed at the intelligence that it holds. Now let's go back to the example of the child that's hungry or cold or scared. If we tend to those expressions of the child and feed it, cover it, hold it, comfort it, it naturally starts to relax. However, if we don't feed the child or comfort it, it keeps crying until we do tend to it, or it numbs out these feelings. What other choice does it have? When that happens, you lose touch with your own natural needs and expression. And then they get stored as emotions and false beliefs. For instance, you could start believing it's not okay to have needs. Or people don't care about my needs. And these are very common limiting beliefs that causes a lot of pain and cuts us off from what will naturally make us happy and feel fulfilled. Most of us still carry a lot of these stored emotions and beliefs inside of our body. The feelings are still here, and they still want to feel accepted and know that it's okay to have these needs, even though you're not an infant anymore. As long as they're natural, they won't go away, and they're not supposed to go away. They need to be acknowledged, and they need to be tended to and listened to. And when you do, these feelings can let go of the grip and finally relax, finally receive, and feel at ease and natural. On the other hand, if you don't, you keep feeling uncomfortable inside, stressed, tense, until you finally listen and pay attention. In the meditation that we're going to do today, you will learn how to listen to your feelings and how to listen to your body, to yourself, and specifically, what matters to you. When we don't listen to our own needs and feelings and values, we actually move away from ourselves. We create a split inside between who we are and who we need to be or want to be in order to be liked or loved, or what we think we need to do or be in order to be fulfilled or happy. Then you're out of touch with your naturalness. But you still feel those needs, don't you? They don't go away. They're a natural part of your expression, and you cannot separate yourself from your feelings. Because you still feel these needs and are denying yourself to have them, you start looking for them out in the world, hoping that somebody out there will meet your needs. Most people walk around in the world divided inside and have no clue how to close this gap, this division. And they keep hoping to find somebody out there to do it for them. Does that sound familiar? Ever wonder why you feel so stressed? The way I see stress is the distance between our natural self, or our natural unfolding and expression, and how far away we have moved from who we are by simply not listening to ourselves. So stress is the distance between who you are and who you are trying to be. This is very stressful. If we have moved too far away from ourselves, it may take a little practicing before we can hear the faint voice inside and know what it is saying. So all depending on how close or how far you are from what I call home, yourself, and what matters to you, you'll get clarity and inner peace and stress relief from today's meditation. We'll be using our body as our truth barometer for ourselves. We'll be paying attention to where in the body we feel tension, discomfort, stress, pain, fear, heaviness, all these uncomfortable feelings. These are the cues to where a natural feeling has been stuffed down and now sits there as a charged emotion or an undigested emotion waiting for you to listen and give it away out of the grip of your resistance to it. In today's meditation, we will become aware of how these emotions are stored as body sensations, such as pressure, energy, buzzing, tension, pain, tingling, heat, or anything that is felt in your experience when you go inside and check. That's it. So there is no right or wrong. There is only the direct experience or the felt sense in your body. And that is what we need to pay attention to. That's where our focus is going to go. If the term felt sense is new to you, it simply means the felt sensations in your body without a story around it. Just the pure sensations in the body. We're so used to getting locked into the story of the emotions that we gracefully bypass the actual felt impact they have on the body. And when you turn it around and go into your body's felt sense first and listen to its point of view and its experience, you'll get a totally different experience and you'll be able to liberate the grip it is being held in. Please be very gentle and be very kind with yourself as you start entering into parts of your body that have been suppressed. You did that for a very good reason, even though it's not serving you anymore now. Once you get to know yourself on deeper levels, you will both see how you have been very unkind to yourself, although it was a good and necessary survival strategy back then, but you'll really become aware how you have been treating yourself. And at the same time, you will also get to know yourself on the deeper levels of what you really want. Get ready to meet yourself with kindness, curiosity, and openness, and discover what makes you feel happy and fulfilled.